Hello, my name is Fletch Matlack, and I'm the pastor of Emmanuel Baptist Church in New Hartford, and I'm your pastor for the day. Towards the end of Paul's letter to Timothy, we find some very compelling words. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. That's 1 Timothy 6:12. Don't those words stir you? Fight the good fight of faith. How we all want something good to fight for, something you can give yourself to, a battle worth living and dying for. It's a deeply compelling concept. And the implication of this verse is that both Timothy and Paul are engaged in such a battle. So what exactly is this battle? What is it that they are fighting for? Listen again to that first sentence. Fight the good fight of faith. Paul is charging Timothy to fight for his faith. But Paul isn't offering a hollow platitude. He arms Timothy with the information on how to fight. We find that information in the next sentence. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. The most important part of that sentence and the way that Timothy is supposed to fight for his faith is by taking hold of the eternal life to which he had been called. Let's think about that for a moment. When Paul talks about eternal life in this context, he is talking about the future, the life that is coming in the next age. But he's not merely talking about a future thing, because Paul tells Timothy to take hold of that eternal life. In other words, grab on to that future life and pull it into this present moment. Bring that perfect life into this brokenness. Bring the future reality of heaven into the present reality of earth. In the preceding verse, Paul shared one way that Timothy can bring eternity into the present moment. He wrote, "Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness." You see, these are heavenly qualities. The broken world in which we live does not produce such things. They come from God and through faith. So let me put that another way, using love as an example. And as I do this, you will realize that what is true for Timothy is true for every follower of Jesus through all time. So again, using love as an example, I want you to see how Paul is giving us a look under the hood, showing us the mechanics of fighting the good fight. Follow this. It is by faith that we trust Jesus died on the cross so that we can be reconciled to God. For it was in perfect love that Jesus took our place. He gave up his life so we would not have to. He sacrificed himself on the cross. That is tremendous love, the greatest display of love ever. And we see that love through the eyes of faith. Now, just as Jesus loved, we are to love. As Jesus laid down his rights for us, so are we lovingly to lay down our rights for others. As he gave of his time and energy and resources to those around him, so are we to lovingly give to those around us. As he bore our burdens, so we are to lovingly bear one another's burdens. I'm talking about the type of love that is at the very beating center of God's own heart. God who is love. This is heaven's love. This is the type of love that will saturate our eternal existence. Thus, if we love as Jesus loved, then heaven is coming to earth. Today we will taste, and the world around us will taste, the life we will live forevermore as we love. So you want to know how to fight the good fight of faith? You want to take hold of the eternal life to which you have been called? Then pursue righteousness, godliness, faithfulness, love, steadfastness, and gentleness. And we know, because Scripture promises, that in this battle, two things will happen. One, the strongholds of the enemy will come tumbling down. And two, the majesty of our eternal life will come streaming into the brokenness of this present moment. What a good fight this is. What a high calling. I pray that your spirit is electrified to fight the good fight of faith, taking hold of the eternal life to which you were called. So let's go out there and wage this heavenly war. My name is Fletch Matlack, and I'm the pastor of Emmanuel Baptist Church in New Hartford, and I'm your pastor for the day.